We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of...
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 79. I'm Ray from ramblingsofatvwhore.com.
I'm Jason the TV Holic from tvholic.com.
And I'm Amory from mytakeontv.com. And it's freezing in my house. But I'm too damn lazy to walk to the air condition. Because that would mean I need to take my headphones off. I need to delay the podcast. Anyway, how's everybody today?
It's Monday.
Oh, yeah. So I get to work today and I think that I have training all day. So I like scrambled and I stayed up late last night to post all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I get to work. And after sitting, not only did I like bring stuff to work and do all that, after sitting in the room where the training was supposed to be held, I finally called the other people in the group and was like, where are you? And they said, oh, that's on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Nice job.
I mean, at least I was working for the half hour that I was sitting in there. Like, I brought my computer in specifically to work, but it still pissed me off. I mean, it was my own dumb fault. Like, I just didn't read the dates. It was completely on me, but still. Anyway, so that's what's new with me. Here's what's in the news. So You Think You Dance, So You Think You Can Dance, Not So You Think You Dance, was officially picked up for season 8 and will start auditions soon. I'm not exactly sure of the dates. I got the email about it, but I don't remember what it said. Community is doing something special for their Christmas episode, and I left this intentionally vague because I didn't want to spoil Ray. But
thank you.
If you Google Community Christmas episode, you'll see something very awesome. TNT has picked up Memphis Beat for a 10-episode second season and has renewed Hawthorne for season 3. TBS, sadly, has canceled My Boys, though they never treated it right, so I don't understand why I would be questioning why they canceled it.
It at least it ended okay for... like.
Yeah, I didn't watch the season at all.
And, well, you're part
and
of
you
the
wonder
problem.
Why.
No, but... the thing that sucks, it sucks on two levels, is I like the show, and they could have continued. I mean, it's not like a thing that ends in with some sort of...
but they didn't all die or something?
That would have been awesome, though.
But they kept everybody in their contracts, like, they were going to do more. So everybody that had other shows... for, you know, the upcoming season had to drop out of those, so you're not going to see them in what could have been new series for them.
Right.
So that's kind of lame.
What else? Showtime has picked up Weeds for a 7th season, which I kind of didn't see coming. I don't know why. I didn't feel like this season's the end, but whatever. And The Big C has officially been renewed for season 2. And I thought of something else while I was reading the news, and I forget it already.
Was it related to those things?
I don't remember. What was it? What was it? Oh, maybe this is it. I don't know. Terry O'Quinn and Michael Emerson have long joked that they're going to do a television show together. And it sounds like there's like an actual plan in place for that to happen. With J.J. Abrams and two guys from October Road and Life on Mars and Happy Town. So... I don't know that that's a good...
Yeah, exactly.
That'll survive. But I really do like Josh and Andre very much, so I hope it does. And
yeah, you stuck it out really well there.
Yeah. They'll be like ex-special ops guys who are something now. I'm not really sure. So that's the news. We wanted to talk about TV on DVD this week. Well, actually, for what's coming up next week, Tuesday, September 28th. And there's not a whole lot of stuff that I really cared about on the list that I found. But I was excited to see that the Scrubs Complete Series is coming out. Though, I would never actually buy the Scrubs Complete Series because I already have seasons 1 through 8. So I'm not going to go buy the series because I already have 1 through 8. Oh, I thought of another news. And sadly, Andy Whitfield from Spartacus has to step down again because his cancer has returned. So there's no word on what's actually going to happen now that Spartacus... won't be in Spartacus. Okay, so back to TV on DVD. My pick for what you should go buy is, well, I mean, if you don't want to buy Scrubs, the complete series, like I was saying, go buy the ninth and final season to finish here, because I know that people didn't think it was that great, but there were some shining moments in season nine, and I will have it so that, you know.
So your pick is Scrubs. If they're like you and already own everything, go get season nine.
Yeah.
And if they're not like you and they haven't bought all of it, then you're recommending that they should go buy the complete set.
Because it's going to be cheaper in the long run. So what do you guys want to watch? Bye.
Well, I went back and forth between your pick and Ray's pick, and I ended up choosing the same thing as Ray, I think. Party Down Season 2 of the stuff that's coming out on the 28th is the one that I would probably get. I'm not a big DVD buyer, TV on DVD buyer.
I am.
Like you are. But Party Down is actually one that I might actually get. I mean, there's a handful of stuff that I get occasionally, and it tends to be comedies.
Mm-hmm.
When I do get stuff on DVD, is the stuff I tend to get because they're more rewatchable.
Mm-hmm.
When you have some drama and whatnot, you
right.
For me, anyways, it loses a little bit in a rewatch for some stuff. But so yeah, Party Down.
Cool, Ray. Why would you pick Party Down?
Well, actually, because Jason took it, I'm going to say something else.
Oh, nice.
I mean, I would pick Party Down. Although, I'll be honest with you, I would prefer to wait until Party Down is released as a complete set. Not that I know that they plan to do that, but they should, because it's a lot of money to buy those 10 episodes. What is it? 10, 30, whatever. I still haven't bought the first season because it's so much money.
Yeah. Well, like everything else, they'll put this one out, and then after everybody's bought that, they'll put out the Party Down Complete Series Special Edition.
Exactly.
That'll have a whole bunch of bonus footage that was never on the previous two.
I wouldn't count on that part, but well,
that's just from a marketing thing. They'll just have.
Right. But what are you picking now?
Well, it's not something I would purchase, but I know that it's something that a lot of people are fans of, and they're very sad that it appears to be the, doesn't appear, it is the last season, people. Just let it go. Legend of the Season 2 is out there.
I was like, what are you talking about? Just let it go. Yeah, people seriously, the Legend of the Seeker love, like, I get it. I get what it's like to love a show so much that it breaks your heart when it's canceled. I get it. But it's time to move on.
Exactly.
This is your intervention.
Yeah, there does come a certain point where, personally, I don't see why it got canceled. It seemed to do as well, you know, somewhat in the second season, ratings-wise, as it did in the first season. So, and the way that it's broadcast, where independent stations have to pick it up in syndication, and it airs sometime over the weekend in your area. That's my favorite, you know. It makes it hard to find, but I don't know why they didn't continue on. But once it's gone past a certain point where, like, Sci-Fi has officially said, no, we're not doing anything with this, and others have come out, you know, there's no other place. There's nothing else going to happen. So get your DVD set and
and watch it incessantly, and you'll be fine.
So that's TV on DVD. That's my pick. If not, I actually would probably purchase the Saturday Night Best of Eddie Murphy too, but that I didn't feel like that was really.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite the same thing.
So that's it for that. We'll try it as a new feature, assuming we can find things on DVD that we actually want to buy. So now it's prime time. It's our 2-year anniversary of prime time. And I keep adding and subtracting things to this list because I keep trying to watch them and then not watching them and then watching them. Anyway, long story short, starting with Lie to Me, season 2 finale, Black and White. That was a really good episode.
It was. It capped off the second season, I thought, really well. Which
I think the whole season had been great. I think the finale was fantastic. And I had read going into the finale that Mekhi Phifer, spoiler alert, for those who don't know this, is off the show. But we didn't see him die. We just saw him get very seriously injured. But I really thought that it was an interesting way to go. And that new person that he maced in the face is a new character for season 3. So I enjoy it. And I like how ridiculously bothered by the whole daughter issue he was.
I don't know. It seems to be sort of the go-to thing now is to have the single father with the daughter to deal with. But I think they do a really good job. It adds, you know, an extra dimension to the character besides just the tracking down whatever the case of the week is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it adds a little something extra interesting. And I like the sort of the good news, bad news.
Two boyfriends again. Yeah. But I like their relationship, and I'm going to be happy to see that continue. And as a reminder, Lie to Me Season 3, You're Not Going to Be Long Without, comes back November the same night as Psych. So, moving on. Life Unexpected, Season 2 premiere, Ocean Uncharted. Whatever. I like the show. I know there's a lot of issues with it. I know people have a lot of issues with it. But my thing is, if it gets to the point where you hate a show so much that you watch it just to hate it, stop watching it. That's my advice to you. Stop watching it if you don't like it.
Do you really think people are liking it just watching it just to hate it?
I think that they tell themselves they're not. But then they watch it and they list all these things that they hate about it. But then they continue to watch it. So that the next week they say, oh, still bad. I'm like, that to
this
me.
Is what I'm only asking you that because this is the first episode back. So I don't think it's fair to say that yet. After this,
I think it was more in general that. I think it was more in general and not necessarily about this show. But this is the show that I know will go there.
Okay.
As a you know what I mean? Like, as no, the season goes on. And I know what's going to happen with Glee, too. Don't watch it if you don't want to hate it.
It probably will happen with Glee.
Yeah, I know for a fact. Anyway, what did everybody think of the premiere? Yeah,
spoiler alert for future podcasts.
Yeah. Ray, what'd you think? Because I know that you're... Ray goes back and forth on the show. What are your thoughts?
I'm not going back and forth anymore.
Your life expected?
I've let it go. Sorry.
You let it go. You did watch the
talk. I'm taking Amory's advice.
You're a hater that's decided to not watch it anymore?
But here's the thing. I don't hate the show at all. It had already started to lose me last season. Like, I was close to not watching it anymore anyway last season.
Right.
And then this episode just proved to me that the things that I don't like about the show are the things that they're highlighting. So I'm going to let it go because
which
I...
would be...
Yeah, what is it? I mean, just what are the things you don't like? And I honestly don't know.
Well,
I'm just wondering, like, what is it that, like, bothers you that they focus on?
That they have to really focus... They keep focusing on that freaking relationship. Like, here's the thing. I don't really care about...
Fake? What relationship?
Dating or not dating.
Oh, right.
Like, trying to make it a triangle again. They're clearly going to go that direction. So that bothers me, not just because they just had her get married. Why did you have her get married? Why did you have rush them into a marriage if you were just going to do this? You know what I mean? I mean, I know why they did it, but even still, that's what I'm saying. It bothers me. Like, that's not why I started watching the show. I was interested in the premise of the show being more about how they all try to fit back into each other's not lives. So I would have preferred they not go the romance route with them.
Right.
In the first place. So I think that is a large part of why last season wasn't working for me because I just really... That's not what I'm interested in watching. I have to watch it on every other show. I don't want to have to watch a romance. Like, I was looking forward to it being something a little more. I mean, I don't mind the romance being in there, but...
It also was put out there that, like, they weren't going down that road.
Yeah, that was, like, what they said in the beginning, and they clearly went that road, and they won't stop.
Well, also, which was strange because by the time that type of stuff got out there, the season was mostly filmed. So
yeah,
it was already known that they were going that way. And so how it got out there that it wasn't, it set up an expectation, I think, that once the show went that way, it's kind of hard to, like Ray's saying.
I mean, I didn't hear any of that, so.
Well, I'm just saying, if you got into the show for the other and then it went that direction and you happen to have heard that it wasn't going to, you might have been even more disappointed
right. In
the series. I like the show. I think they've kind of messed up with having her get married, and it makes it weird to see if they do actually still sort of pursue that triangle type of thing. But the one thing that really bothered me was the student-teacher.
The trite student-teacher relationship that we've all seen happen on every other teen drama.
I was so disappointed when he turned out to be the teacher.
But you knew it was coming. I mean, you had to have known it was coming.
Yeah, well, you knew something was going to come. You know, like, this couldn't be, you know, it was all too convenient that he would end up in that bar or whatever, but because they happen to be the only place serving a certain kind of beer or whatever, but.
Which at least they gave him a reason. At least it was like, at least he had some reason to be there. It wasn't just like, oh, I happened upon this bar.
Well, you know, because, yeah, I moved to town, just happened to be near this bar that you happen to be sitting right. right now. Well, they kind of played it as you weren't exactly... She was obviously pretending to be older, but they made it look like he was also trying to pretend to be older and then actually is older. The two things bother me with that is, like Amory said, we've seen it. Granted, who knows when these things go into it, but we just finished watching that same, you know, beginning of a storyline on Pretty Little Liars over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly the same, for the record.
Exactly.
And then at the bar.
The other thing that really bothers me about those type of storylines is the reason that the high school student in the TV show can be thought of as older, they're not sure, is because they're older.
Brittany's not that much older than her role.
Yeah, I know. In this case, it's not so much more, but they're usually around 20-ish or so, and so they actually are older. That's
why I will
why
say this. Teen teenagers these days?
Yeah, teenagers,
I mean, granted,
look like that.
She actually wasn't dressed like the teenagers I see that do not look like teenagers. She wasn't dressed like them, but I will say that teenagers these days don't look like teenagers all the time.
Yeah.
She, of all people, though, probably should, like, they probably could have at least had him say, you look kind of young. Do you know what I'm saying? Because
I mean, she's actually closer to the age of her character of teen dramas on TV right now, and she pulls it off probably one of the better versions on TV. I mean, she's not, like, when they're all talking about senior year on 90210, and I was like, you mean senior citizen year? But that storyline just really bothered me. That it ended that way. I was just like, oh, they play with that in like every teen drama. It's like the go-to.
Right.
And
exactly.
That's what I thought was interesting about most of the first season is they didn't exactly go, I mean, other than they went down the, for the adult storyline, they kind of went down a well-trodden path, but the story of the kid and this story and her friends and stuff, the story seemed different, at least from a different perspective. And that's what made the show interesting, and so to go this other route was disappointing.
Moving on, Hellcats Season 2, Episode 2, I Say a Little Prayer. Holy crap, this show is bad.
I fast-forwarded through it.
I'll actually say this episode was actually better than the first episode, in that it expanded. Granted, you can't do, thank God, you can't do everything in the first episode. You need to save some stuff. They expanded on some of the other characters, mainly Savannah in this one, where you learn more about her background and stuff like that. And if they do that for some of the other main cast, it makes the show a little more interesting. But overall, it's a couple of like music videos.
It's terrible.
With some sort of story thrown in. And the adult storylines are what are the worst, even. I mean, they're even worse on the show.
Yeah, I just think it's terrible.
And not quite Secret Life bad, but the adults on the show, especially the coach and her doctor boyfriend and the football coach, these are all people that have done great work in other things, and they all seem bad.
They are.
It's kind of hard to watch.
Yeah, so that's off the DVR for me. Freeze up a spot. Yeah, I don't want to keep hating on it because I do love some people involved with it. Anyway, Top Chef.
Because if you hate a show, you should just stop watching it.
Just let go. Top Chef Just Desserts series premiere. Ray, what'd you think?
I liked it.
You're a big pastry maker. You're a cake lady.
Yeah, that's not the same as pastry. I did like...
Which I learned. I didn't know that there was specific types of pastry chefs.
Yes.
And I didn't know that they called chefs savory chefs or whatever. Yeah.
No, I enjoyed it. I liked that the girl made the comment about one baking events. Like, it really is. Like, there's the big difference you have between, like, cooking food versus cooking a dessert is that...
Because you
food,
can taste you, it.
Yeah, you can... Like she said, you can taste it and you can kind of change it. But also because, like, you know, you can mess with that a little and it just changes the taste a little, but you can at least tell what the taste is.
Right.
But when you're baking something or you're making a dessert... Like, you really have to follow the directions. This is something my friends have a hard time with. They're always like, how come it didn't come out right? I'm like, well, I know how you measure. Did you actually use a measuring cup?
Right.
Because, like, it really matters how things come together. And I think what she said was a good point, that you can't taste it halfway through. You know, you don't know how it came out until it comes out. So I think that'll actually be an interesting twist to the Top Chef, like, them having to see they can't really change things along the way like that. So it'll be one interesting to see how the show deals with that. Because I imagine if they do too many surprises on them, that'll happen a lot.
Exactly.
Because you can't really, you know what I mean, change it. Like, I kept thinking to myself in this challenge where they were going to make their dessert, their signature dessert, whatever. And then suddenly they had to make their signature dessert into a cupcake. So I wondered where they got the supplies to make the cupcake part. Because if you bought stuff to, I can't even remember what they said they made, but.
Yeah.
But if you bought the supplies to make those things and not supplies that you would need to actually make cake-like stuff, you'd have to do something different. So in that regard, I thought it was pretty interesting, and we'll see how it goes from there.
Yeah, and I thought Gail Simmons did okay as a host.
Yeah, I kind of missed the regular, like the people that I would normally.
What?
I mean, Gail is there, but I meant the judges, sorry. I was trying to think of Tom Colicchio's name, but.
Right. The one judge, the long haired judge, seemed cool, and she's going to be a permanent fixture, so that should be interesting.
Yeah. We'll see. She's a little over the top for me.
Like a party in my mouth.
Yeah, like she's. Everything was like that. I was like, all right, you need to just tone it down just a little.
It's like she wrote her sound bites before she got there and was like, I'm going to make this apply.
Exactly. And it was interesting. Like, the group of people is. That guy who was in the bottom, and he just, like, somebody asked him what they said to him, and he's like, you know what? I don't feel like talking. Once I don't feel like talking. I was like, really?
Yeah.
Pout much? It's a freaking
show. And then the guy
show.
Who cried with the glitter and the crying. Oh my God.
He's over the top, too.
He's over the top. So that's that. That's Top Chef Just Desserts. We'll see what happens. Moving on. Nikita, Season 1, Episode 2, 2.0. I maintain... Shane West is ill cast in this role.
I would agree.
But still like him.
I like the show, but he's the one part that's still, you know, two episodes in. I don't know, it's too stiff or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, he like sucks the life out of the show when he comes on screen.
Fonseca's good.
Melinda Clark.
Yeah.
Being the person that teaches manners and helps them dress appropriately and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also... the person to go in at last resort to extract information out of people.
Right.
I thought that was nice. That was a good extreme ends of her duties.
You know what? All I kept thinking about was how sick Maggie Q's body is and the tight pants they keep putting her in. People don't wear shiny leggings all day long every day, do they? I don't know.
Maybe if you have her body, you do.
I know. Maybe you look like Maggie Q.
I don't have her body, so I've never done it myself. But
if you've got your own place that you're just hanging around all day where nobody knows where you are, you can wear whatever you want.
Yeah, I wear like pajama bottoms, so I can understand that. I love it. Yeah, so that's Maggie Q and Nikita. Still liking it.
The other thing I like about it is how they keep putting in a little bit of the past to see where... people came from, and if they keep doing that, that's an interesting. I like that, finding out more about how they came together and what they're doing now, and then also maybe how Division went from being a secret division to being a rogue division.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think it's all done pretty well, and it's a show that's staying on my list for the foreseeable future.
Agreed. So that's Nikita. Ray, you fast-forwarded through it, or you watched it in the background, right?
Both, I think.
I did watch it in the background and fast-forwarded through a couple of scenes that I was not interested in watching.
But, and anyway.
For example?
Can't think of them right now. I can vaguely recall what the episode is about, so... It's okay. Like, there are some aspects of it that I like. Maggie Q is really good. Like, she's a really good actress. So, mm-hmm. I get pulled into those scenes when I'm watching them. But I don't care about these characters, so maybe it's the writing on the show that's not doing it for me more so than the acting. Like, I don't have any connection to any of them. So I like Melinda Clark, so I was interested in her scenes because I like her, not because I felt anything for that character. So I don't know. It's just, and unfortunately for Nikita, I have two other shows at that time. Well, more than... two other shows at that time come next week, right?
Yeah, come Thursday.
No, for me,
you really want to make room on your DVR for outsourced, I know.
And maybe once we get our new system and we can, because we're switching cable. So once we get our new system, maybe there'll be a free spot at that time. I don't really know what my roommate tapes. And maybe I'll add it back in. But for now, it's dropped off my DVR list because I don't have a slot for it. And I don't care enough about it to leave it.
Gotcha. So that's Nikita. Another Thursday night show. One of my favorites. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Season 6 premiere, Mac fights gay marriage. Possibly the funniest line. Where's our Bible? What do you mean, where's our Bible? We don't have a Bible. We're a bar. I see. I don't have enough facts to support my argument. Oh my God. Ridiculous. This show is ridiculous.
It makes me laugh. And I love how they're all like, doesn't that make you gay? Yeah.
Oh, I see why you think he's gay, because he waited till after she was a woman. Oh, I love it. I do. I love it so much.
I also loved his reaction to finding out that she was a woman. And he's like, I thought you were going to call me.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so genius. I love this show. I love next week's episode. I love the third episode. I love Who Got Dee Pregnant. I love them. I think these people are crazy. And I love them for it.
I would agree that they're crazy and ridiculous.
Why don't you like them?
I don't know. It's like you talking about some of the lines now seem funnier than when I watched the show.
Hmm.
You know, the stuff doesn't make me laugh. For whatever reason, I can see where the comedy is trying to go, but it just doesn't strike me funny when I'm watching the show. The same thing happens with The League.
No, The League and It's Always Sunny are completely different. It's Always Sunny is funny. The League isn't.
Well, I'm just saying it, but the same thing happens with that, is I watch it, and occasionally, but as I've said before, every once in a while, I'll watch an episode that I think is hilarious,
mm-hmm.
but it just doesn't seem to work out that way very often. I had a friend at work, actually, because I posted, just watched the season 6 premiere that morning, and I still don't find it funny, and that night at work, he was like, you don't think It's Always Sunny is funny? It's like, no, sorry. Because he would fall into the same boat as you, Amory. He thinks it's
I think they're hysterical. I think that they have some episodes where I'm like, really? But from what I've seen for this season so far, I'm in love with it.
And while they're all different, but in sort of a, I don't know, put them in sort of an extreme comedy group. When I watched Raising Hope, I thought Raising Hope was hilarious, but also the whole time I was watching it, I kept thinking, how did this end up on Fox and not on FX?
Oh, I don't think it's an FX show. That's very broad comedy. It's not vulgar like It's Always Sunny in the League are.
I don't know. You have, I was just going to say something, but then if nobody, we'll see. No, this will come out after that air. So if you have a baby in the dad's arms watching the mother be executed. I mean, that's pretty...
That's not vulgar. That's not vulgar.
But it's pretty out there for... and then some of the other stuff that they had in there, it just felt closer to that than the other. But it was just something that popped in my head when I was watching it.
Love it.
It's funny, though. It may be one of those shows that discussing it makes it funnier than when I'm actually watching it.
Maybe. So that's It's Always Sunny. Moving on to our last show, Haven, Season 1, Episode 10, The Hand You're Dealt. I'm not exactly sure what was happening in this episode. Like, what was her affliction? She could see people's deaths?
She could see flashes of how somebody was going to die. But the thing that bothers me about it is, in this episode, the way they try and tell the story sometimes is they try and keep it so you don't know whether this person is the person doing it. Or, And sometimes it works a little bit, like in the previous episode, and sometimes it doesn't really work in this one, because all I kept thinking is, by the end, you finally get to the point where you're like, okay, she's not behind it, and it is the... There was a point before you find out where I knew who it was.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes on a little too long, and you'd look back and go, okay, if you saw these things, wouldn't you go about trying to stop some things differently than you knock on the door and the person says, I'm sorry, we're closing, and so you walk away and try and get in the back door? I don't... Some of that stuff just was weird to me for if you're really you see these things and you're trying to stop
mm-hmm.
people from dying. Overall, it's set up maybe possibly interesting with some of the other things going into finishing out the first season, but overall, the main storyline sort of fell back to pre the last couple episodes for me. It didn't really work. Although the one thing in it that I did like was sort of creepy Nathan trying to figure out ways
To touch Audrey. I love creepy Nathan.
Without her knowing, you know, and without being overly weird or whatever. But yeah.
Hysterical.
But I mean, if you couldn't feel anything and all of a sudden you could.
Yeah.
That storyline moving forward and her storyline, I'm still interested in now after the last couple episodes. So that part of it driving the end of the season, I'm really interested in. But the story of the week fell really flat for me.
Yeah. So, I'll continue to see it to the end. I hope I get to season two. See what happens. All right. That's about it. That's it for us today, guys.
Yeah, a short and sweet anniversary episode. This week, when this episode comes out, is the same week we put out our first episode, I believe, 2 years ago.
How about that?
Is that what anniversary means?
Yeah.
Well, I was just saying which
one
it was.
Way to go.
Sorry.
Oh my God, the guide on my TV finally says that The Amazing Race is starting. It was to be continued for weeks.
To be continued?
Anyway, nobody cares.
All right,
I gotta go.
You sing this time, right?
I didn't sing. I didn't really sing a lot. I sang Prime Time, but that's nothing new.
I'm sure next week there'll be more to sing about.
Yes.
And we'll have to do some serious work to pare down what shows we want to talk about.
Exactly. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Unlike you folks, I don't have an unmanageable list.
Oh, well, look at you. Aren't you better than everybody?
I am better than everybody, am I, for the record?
It's not that the list is unmanageable, and not saying that mine isn't, but I'm just saying that even yours list would provide twice as many things as probably you watched over the last couple weeks. So
yeah.
I'm just saying there would be a lot more options all the way around of things to talk about.
True. Okay.
All right.
Our music today was provided by IODAPromonet.com. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers on their Mercurial title put out by Yellow Dog Records. Sorry, I was remembering that I didn't do the... If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can leave a comment on our website at TVtimes3.com.
Spell it all out.
Jazz hands.
Just as an aside, I forgot to tell you guys this last week, but tvx3.com became available. So if anybody happens to type that in, they will end up at the site as well.
Nice.
Okay. I forgot what I was saying. You can leave us a comment on our website or on Twitter, I was going to say.
You know where to find us.
You do know where to find us.
That's right.
And you do find us. Somebody was upset that we only talk about the sci-fi. What was it? The sci-fi shows? Is that what she asked me this summer?
Who?
There was basically shows on TNT USA and sci-fi over the summer. So, and since Warehouse 13 and Eureka were both really good seasons, they were going to end up on the list a lot of the time.
Right.
Why doesn't TV Times 3 talk about Rizzoli and Isles, The Closer, White Collar, Covert Affairs, instead of all the sci-fi stuff?
Wait, who asked us about that? Where is this? Where is this?
She asked me on Twitter. I'm sorry. She didn't ask everybody. I don't know what I said on Twitter that made her ask me about it. Valerie on Twitter.
I can answer that question. Because Rizzoli and Isles was terrible.
I liked it.
It wasn't terrible.
Don't speak for everybody.
Rizzoli and Isles is like...
And the finale was really good.
Yeah, the finale was really good. And I still enjoy it, so whatever.
Really well done, bad show.
Oh my God.
It wasn't bad. How many episodes did you watch?
All of them.
See, you are that person. You are that person who watches the show and then says they hate it.
I don't hate it. I'm just saying that I'm just...
It's a really bad show. It's not a bad show.
It's a really well done, bad show. But what I'm trying to say is there wasn't anything about it that raised it to the level to discuss. There was a couple of episodes... Like the first episode, which I believe we talked about, and then when her reoccurring bad guy came back again for an episode.
Valerie, I believe the answer is that we weren't all watching everything at the same time during the summer.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too, is...
Because I know for a fact that Covert Affairs, like, people got behind, and...
Yeah, I didn't watch it at all.
See?
No.
So I think that was part of it, because some people intended to watch it and then never watched it. And so we kept not talking about it because we didn't want to spoil or whatever.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, because somebody kept promising they'd catch up.
I apologize that we didn't talk about your favorites this summer. I was watching them, just for the record. I don't care about what those other
I believe
two.
I watched everything that was on that list that you just read off, I think.
I gotta go.
All right, Amory.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Enjoy TV tonight, people.
Bye. Oh, thanks, you too.
Bye.
We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.